And as always, we have a lot of news to cover today. But on this holiday, we thought it was worth devoting a good bit of time to some Christmas music.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
You're hearing the a cappella group Committed. They won season 2 of NBC's singing competition, The Sing-Off. I'll let them introduce themselves.
My name is Justin Pierre. I sing the bass line.
I'm Terry, and I sing tenor.
Okay, my name is Robbie. I sing tenor.
I go by DJ, and I sing baritone.
I'm Maurice Staple. I sing tenor.
Okay, so that's Justin Pierre, Terry Thomas, Robbie Presley, DJ Baptiste, and Maurice Staple, the group Committed. They're out with a new album, Home for Christmas. All the guys joined me from our New York bureau. The group started at Oakwood University, a historically black Christian college in Alabama. The current members have been together for about 5 years now. I asked one of the guys, Justin Pierre, how they handle making mainstream secular music with their strong Christian roots.
Although we are Christians, we are also experience life like everybody else, so we like to sing about life. Life comprises of love. Life comprises of ups and downs, difficulties. We need faith, hope, and love. We sing about all types of things. And so we don't like to be boxed in necessarily. But we do love God, and we love each other, and we love music. That's why we're committed, no pun intended. You know, we like to sing about life.
But real life experiences aren't often covered in gospel songs, group member Terry Thomas told me.
That may be why it's such a boxed in genre. Which is not bad. I think all genres are boxed in, but for us, we don't like to be under that umbrella of just gospel because it's maybe taboo to sing about God and then at the same time sing about your heart being broken or something like that, you know? And so we like to branch out and sing all types of things that everybody would like to hear.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you call your style?
I feel like we call ourselves inspirational because, you know, we like to inspire ourselves, each other, and, you know, our audiences, of course. And it's more so inspiring, you know, just having somebody to understand what you're going through. It's a connection that we have with the audience. I think that helps us a lot.
And do we hear that style that you're talking about on the Christmas album?
Yes. In the Christmas album, we have I'll Be Home for Christmas, and we have some fun songs. We have the Chipmunk song. And a lot of people don't get to see our silly side. That's definitely one of the songs that we get to be ourselves.
Ooh, Christmas time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast.
We are still fun, you know, we're still joyous, and we don't really get to show that side a lot. And so we wanted to just delve into that side of ourselves for this project.
Was there a moment when you realized that that a cappella just was the right way to go for you guys?
probably not until the sing-off, honestly. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were just doing it just to do it in college. And then the sing-off, it helped us hone our talents and our focus. And it made us realize what we actually can do, you know, just by ourselves.
You won season 2 of The Sing-Off on NBC. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear a little bit from the show. This is Apologize.
You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around and say, hey, I said it's too late to apologize.
Those aren't young women screaming for you in the audience there, are they?
Most definitely. Barely.
Well, I mean, one of the judges on the show is Sean Stockman from Boys to Men. What was it like singing in front of someone who I understand is one of your idols?
Yeah, for sure. He's definitely been an inspiration for us over the years. I mean, to be honest, I didn't really listen to a lot of R&B when I was younger, but the few songs I did hear were actually Boyz II Men songs, and to have him in the audience and to have his reactions be so over the top, like he was just falling over the tables, like, what? Like, these guys? Like, that was surreal.
And we sang with him. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we did sing with him.
There's a sexiness to Boyz II Men songs. Mm-hmm. Does trying to mimic their style in some ways take you to a place where you don't want to go?
We're Christians, but I mean, I like to say that we're sexy as well.
Yeah. Sexy and saved.
I just say so much.
Sexy and saved. That means the name of the next album?
Maybe.
I feel like, you know, we can. It's not a bad thing to be sexy as long as it's not something that you're trying to sell sex. You know, we're just being ourselves more so.
It's not our fault if you're sexy.
It's not natural. You know?
I mean, fearfully and wonderfully made.
Well, I mean, being sexy and saved, I guess, you know, I mean, you're gospel singers at your core. You're men who came up through the church.
Right.
Is there this pressure to keep the music clean and positive?
This is DJ. I don't really feel that there's any pressure to keep our music clean. You know, when we wake up every morning and we just think about music, it's what comes out of us, what comes out of our mind, what comes out of our heart. And it's not unclean music. We don't want to sing that kind of stuff. We try not to listen to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's easier to go and kind of stay true to who you are than to go the opposite and sing that stuff. So I think it's easier and the pressure is not very heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you see too much, I don't know, selling sex today
yes.
in the industry?
Entirely too much.
I feel like it's more of that than there is actual singers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like people just crawling around stage or like, I mean, just putting out videos and just the song itself may be about sex, but there's not actually singing in it. It's just, I don't really know what it is. I mean, it does what it does and they get their money.
It sells.
It sells, yep. You know?
Sells.
I mean, I feel like real singing is a lost art.
Mm. Well, we have this rare treat. You guys were willing to do some songs right there in our New York studios. So hit me with a little bit of Do You Hear What I Hear?
Sure.
All right. One, two, three. Said the king to the people everywhere. Listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. Pray for these people everywhere. Listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. Oh, a child sleeping in the night. He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
I can't believe that there are no musical instruments there. It's
only our voices.
I mean, Christmas albums, there is something cliche about it. Yeah. Some people say every single musician does a Christmas album. How do you make it different?
Think out of the box.
Yeah.
And don't be scared to do it. Just kind of say, you know, let's go against the grain and just kind of do it. Mm-hmm. You know, arrangement-wise and creativity-wise.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
This is Maurice. Committed, we just have this unique sound, you know. With our voices and, like DJ said, our creativity, it just makes it different.
Well, let's end this interview in the right way and hear one more song from the new album, Home for Christmas. Can you guys do a little nativity medley for us there in the studio?
Sure.
One, two, three. Oh, night divine, night, Christ was born. Oh, night, holy night, Christ was born.
guys, what a perfect way to mark the holiday, talking to you. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday.
All right, same to you.
Merry Christmas. But I'll be home
for Christmas time. Committed. Their holiday album is called Home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.